This is Robert. LionEye.com. That's not a LionEye.com. That's a LionEye.com. I watched the tape twice, actually. Very impressive performance once again, especially by the defense. Here's some things I saw on tape that I didn't see live at the game. Number one, for those worried about our defensive line next year without Corey Legit and without Clay Nurse, watch the fourth down play. Purdue was at about our 35, had a fourth down play. Whitney the Merciless, and Akeem Spence climbed all over it. They read the dive. They played position, strong tackles, didn't let them get the first down. Really impressive. I think that defensive line next year, even if Legit's gone, it's a big hit. But Akeem Spence, when he's a junior, like Legit in his third year, I think Akeem Spence is going to be really, really good. So it's good to see. It's a good tradition. Josh Brent's playing a lot for the Cowboys right now, and Legit's probably, I think, the top defensive lineman in the Big Ten. And Akeem Spence looks really promising as a freshman. So that's really good to see and really good for the future. Another thing that looked really good on defense, and I talked about it in my postgame report, is Jonathan Brown looked good, in person on Saturday. And on film, looks really good. Assignment sound and aggressive with his tackling and technique-wise. I think he's going to be really, really good. So there's another safety net next year if Martez does leave early. I think Ian Brown moves inside. Ian Brown? What is wrong with me? Ian Thomas moves inside. Yes, I take it personal. It's like a personal affront if I get an Illini football player name wrong. Ian Thomas moves inside, and Jonathan Brown probably takes over at that will linebacker position. So, since we're talking about it, next year's defense, I think it's Merciless. If Legit's gone, it's Foster and Spence and Buchanan and Staples rotating in and out of Bandit. Linebacker, I'd like to see Trulon Henry move up to Bussey's Sam linebacker position with maybe Jonathan Brown and Ian Thomas. And then the secondary, the corners are Hawthorne and Green. And the safeties, maybe if Henry moves up, maybe it's Sonny and Wilson. That could be a pretty good defense. Bring Martez and Corey Legit back for their senior seasons. It could be a really awesome defense. I mean, it already is. We're, 12th in the country in scoring defense? So that's really exciting. Also on tape, Nathan Shieldhouse probably looked better on tape than I remember in person, mostly because of his footwork. I mentioned, I think, after the Missouri game and even at the Rantoul scrimmage. The Rantoul scrimmage was really disappointing for Nathan because he was so happy feet. He was throwing off his back foot, and he was dancing around in the pocket. This time, he's making his plant. He's stepping forward. He's throwing with authority. He's checking off safeties. I mean, these are things I didn't think he'd start doing until maybe the middle of next year. You know, give him 12, 15, 18 games to really catch up to the speed of the game and to learn to read coverages and stuff. Well, he was really impressive. Looking off safeties, the throw to Sykes on the deep end and that throw to AJ Jenkins on the slant, really, really impressive throws. Throws he hasn't made all year. So that's exciting going forward. So Michigan coming up this weekend, I'm not sure exactly. You know, I'm a little worried about a shootout game. Are we ready for a shootout game? Denard Robinson is just a really, really impressive athlete. So it'll be interesting. I'll see where my emotions go. But as far as watching this tape and being 5-3 with the toughest schedule in the nation, I will take it. Pretty excited to be an Illini football fan right now. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.